worship God faithfully. Okay, we continue to worship in words. Today's the scripture reading is in Genesis chapter 2, verses 8. Okay? Sorry. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he puts the man whom he has formed. This is the word of God. Today's sermon, the title is called Tend Your Garden. And Pastor Scott is going to deliver a sermon for us.
All right. Hallelujah, amen? All right. Thought the choir was going to fly through the ceiling. All right.
我们诗班唱的好像都已经快要冲到屋顶上去了。
All right. Well, not long ago, Christina and I were having a conversation about our family.
不久之前，牧师跟师母有对他们的家庭有一些讨论。
And we were talking about how, you know, it was the first time it really hit us how our family is kind of like the original Garden of Eden, right?
我们第一次想到我们的家庭就像在伊甸园里面的第一个家庭一样。
Because we realize, like, our little children, we've got three of them now, are like little Adam and Eve's running around.
我们现在看到我们有三个小孩，就像那亚当跟小小亚当跟小夏娃一样，
right?
在伊甸园里面跑来跑去。
Right, they're full of life.
他们非常有活力。
They like to explore the world that we've given them.
他们喜欢到处看看我们给他的这个世界。
They're very inquisitive and curious.
他们非常好奇。
They like to learn about the animals, just as Adam and Eve did.
他们很喜欢学各式不一样的动物, 就像亚当跟夏娃一样。
And we've also given them boundaries, right? Boundaries.
那我们也给他不同的界限, 让他不可以超越。
See, Adam and Eve sort of had a garden as their boundary, right?
亚当跟夏娃也是一样, 他们的伊甸园是有界限的。
And our kids, you know, they have our house, you know, they can't go in the street, right? That's the boundary.
就像我们的小孩也是一样, 他们 不能够到街上去,
and we all know this, our children, they sin as bad as Adam and Eve.
但是他们也犯罪, 就像亚当夏娃犯罪一样。
You know, God said, you know, don't eat of that tree, right?
那神告诉亚当夏娃, 不可以吃那树上的果子。
You know, there are certain things, you know, if I have my laptop computer, I said, you know, Elijah, don't touch that.
如果牧师他把他的电脑把它打开, 他告诉他儿子说, 不可以碰那个电脑。
You can see in their eyes this lust just to touch my computer.
你就可以看到他眼目的情欲呢，就盯在那个电脑的荧幕上面一直看。
I don't know why.
我不晓得为什么。
They just want to do certain things, and it's the sin nature, right?
他只是因为他的罪性在里面，所以他想要做一些事情。
Right, and of course, if I hear, I'm in the other room, and I hear my daughter crying.
如果我在另外一个房间听到我的女儿哭。
And I come out to the living room, and then there's Sadie crying, and she says, "Elijah hit me."
我到这个起居室，我看到我的二女儿说，我哥哥打我。
And he's nowhere to be found.
他不晓得在哪里。
And I come marching in his room, right? Like God walking in the cool of the day.
我就走到他的房间，就像那个天起凉风的时候，耶和华在园子里面行走。
So where are you, Elijah?
你在哪里, Elijah? 你在哪里?
He's like under his bed.
结果他是躲在他的床底下。
Fortunately, he has his clothes on, right?
还好他是有穿衣服啊。
He was hiding though.
他在躲起来。
He knew he was in trouble.
他知道他已经犯了错。
And my wife and I were like, man, this is the Garden of Eden all over again.
这就像那个伊甸园的情况是完全一模一样的。
And then it hit us though. It hit us that our responsibility as parents, man, this is tough. It's like we are actually supposed to parent our kids like our Heavenly Father parents us.
这给我们带来一个很大的震惊，因为我们就像要像在天父在伊甸园里面看管亚当夏娃一样来看管我们的小孩。
The problem is that we're Adam and Eve too.
但是问题是我们也是亚当跟夏娃。
And we're not God.
我们不是神,
but we realize that really that we are supposed to model the way our Heavenly Father parents us. We're supposed to model that for our children.
但是我们明白我们必须用天父教导养育我们的方式来教导养育我们的小孩。
And see, especially now as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit in us, and now we can start acting like God. We can become like God in our parenting of our kids.
就像我们现在是基督徒，有圣灵在我们心中居住，我们就要像神一样的作为来教导 养育我们的小孩。
God gives us the ability through His Word, through the power of His Spirit, to be like Christ and to be godly parents.
神从他的话语，圣灵赐给我们的能力，让我们能够成为他的样式，做一个合神心意的父母。
You see, God the Father, He created all human beings to tend the garden or to tend the whole world.
天父造人来看管他所造的那个伊甸园，
他的世界。Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. 我们如果看
创世纪第一章二十七到二十八节。
So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them.
二七二十八节，神就照着自己的形象造人，是乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over every living thing that moves on the earth."
创世纪一章二十八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面。治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
God made human beings us like Him in a sense.
神让我们创造我们，让我们像他的样式。
See, we're separate than the animal world.
我们与动物不同。
Only of human beings does God say He made us humans in His own image.
只有神在造人的时候，他是说他是按照他的形象所造的人。
See, we can think abstractly. We can choose to love.And to worship.
我们可以有抽象的思考，我们可以去爱人、爱神，我们也可以敬拜神。
We can choose to hate. We can choose to disobey.
我们也可以恨，也可以不遵守，违背神的心意。
And see animals, you know, your precious little dog at home, he doesn't love like us, I'm sorry to say.
动物，就像你家里面养的那只宠物的狗，跟我们不一样。
I know some of you are like, you don't know my dog, he loves me. He loves me.
有些人说，你不了解我的狗，我的狗最爱我了。
No, he loves you because when you get home from work, you always give him a doggy biscuit.
为什么呢？因为你回到家以后，你总是给他一个狗饼干吃。
That's just a trained response.
他，你训练了他，所以他会有这样子的回应。
But we can choose to love God, not because we are expecting a doggy biscuit. We can choose to love God for who He is because we're making that choice.
我们有自由意志，我们可以选择敬拜神、爱神，并不是因为我们会得着像狗饼干一样的奖赏，而是因为我们选择要这样子去做。
Yeah, see, our Heavenly Father, God the Father, you see, He gave us this world to enjoy.
我们的天父给了我们这个世界，让我们来享受这个世界。
You see, He gave us this world to enjoy and to, and the word is there is subdue, to work it.
他赐给我们这个世界，也教我们要管理这个世界。
We're to explore the world, we're to create.
我们可以去探索这个世界，去创造各样的东西。
We were to enjoy God's company and each other's company forever.
我们可以享受神与我们的同在，以及与其他所有被造之物的同在，到永远。
Look at Genesis 2:15.
我们看到创世纪二章十五节。
And see, God says, Lord God took the man Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it.
他是这样说：耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
You know, I used to think this way too, but I hear so many times is, oh, the reason we have jobs is because of sin.
我们有时候经常会这样想，我之所以需要工作是因为我有罪。
The reason we have to slave all day, 70 hours a week, is because of sin.
我们经常要每个礼拜工作五天，每天七小时的工作，是因为我们是罪。
But we got to look at this passage, and this is before sin. God created us to work, to produce.
如果我们看这节经文的话，这是在人始祖犯罪之前，神创造我们，教我们要修理，要看守，要享受。
Now, yes, our jobs are hard now because there is sin. There's, as we say, there's thorns and thistles, right?Our work is hard, but work in itself was given by God before sin.
那但是我们看到，现在的工作虽然是很苦，就像在土里面有荆棘、有碎石一样，做起来非常的辛苦。但是我们看到，神给人工作的命令是在人犯罪之前。
So Adam and Eve had this beautiful job without any pain at the beginning to take care of the garden, to cultivate it.
亚当跟夏娃有全世界最好的工作。而且是没有痛苦的工作，他们要看管伊甸园。
Now look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
我们看到创世纪第二章十九节。
The writer says this, Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name.
创世纪二章十九节，耶和华神用土所造成的野地，各样的走兽和空中各样的飞鸟，都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名。
So God gave us a responsibility to take care of this world and even to have creative ability to name all the animals.
神不仅赐给我们能力去看管照顾这地上所有的活物，而且赐给我们这样能力可以为所有的动物活物命名。
I don't know what language he spoke, but I don't know how he, that's a monkey, that's an elephant. I don't know how he did it, but it was pretty cool.
我们不晓得亚当那时候所讲的言语是怎么样子，但是他有这样的能力说这是一只猴子，这是一只大象，每一种动物都有他自己的名字。
Now thankfully, mercifully, God, even though Adam and Eve sinned, they sinned and ate of the tree they shouldn't have, God still showed grace to them.
我们感谢神，神的恩典，虽然亚当夏娃犯了罪，但是神还是赐给他们恩典。
Even though Adam and Eve should have lived with God in community, they sinned. That brought death into the world. That brought the curse of sin into the world.
虽然亚当夏娃他们原本是要与神一同住，但是他们的罪使得死进入了这个世界，所以他们没有办法与神同住在伊甸园中。
But in Genesis 3:15, God said there would come a seed of the woman who would stomp, who would step on the head of the serpent.
但是在创世纪第三章里面说。女人的后裔要踩在蛇的后裔的头上。
The snake being Satan, of course, who tempted Adam and Eve to fall.
所以蛇就是那撒旦，就是那引诱亚当夏娃犯罪的撒旦。
And see, we really have to picture the cross. When Jesus got on the cross, we got to think of that cross kind of sticking down into the serpent's head, right? That Christ conquered death by taking the penalty of death on himself at the cross.
所以我们看到是十字架。击碎了这蛇的头，就像耶稣基督他死在十字架上，他的宝血除去了世人所有的罪。
And see, God says to us, you can have eternal life. You can be free from death if you believe that Jesus got on the cross, took your sins upon him, and he died in your place on the cross.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们，我们可以得着永生，我们不再有死亡的恐惧，因为他已经来到世上。为着我们的罪死在十字架上，除去了我们的罪。
And of course, Jesus resurrected from the dead, bodily, real, so that he promises new eternal life forever for all who believe in him.
而且我们看到耶稣基督他从死里面复活，他将那永生的盼望应许给我们，叫我们不再有恐惧。
So for those of us in here who have named Jesus as our Lord, as our King.
所以我们在这里，我们如果是承认我们的耶稣基督是主，是我们的君王。
And for those of us who said, yes, I will follow Christ everywhere because he is life.
我们如果立定心志要跟随耶稣基督，因为他是永生。
If we say that, do you know what part of our task is? We're going back to the Garden of Eden in a sense. We're restoring Eden. That's part of our task as Christ followers.
如果我们已经做出这样的应许，我们要跟随耶稣基督，那我们一个很重要的职责就是我们要回到伊甸园，我们要重建神所赐给我们的伊甸园。
Has anyone ever been like in a just a beautiful garden somewhere?
有没有人去过一个很漂亮的花园？
You know, kind of like in a fairy fantasy land, right? But it's real, right? Anybody been in a nice garden?
就像在幻想中的那个美丽的花园一样。
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes. There we go. Garden of Eden, they found it. Yeah, it's just, man, you know, especially as I get older, man, I just appreciate the beauty of nature so much.
我们每在这种美丽的花园里面，我们都可以体现到看到神创造自然界的美妙。
You know, the new heavens and earth, when Jesus comes back, will look like this, but even 1,000 times better.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，那新天新地就会像这个样子，甚至比这个更好看千倍百倍。
And you know, part of our task as Christians, I want us to see today, and as parents specifically, is to tend our sort of metaphorical spiritual garden.
我们今天，特别是我们当父母的基督徒，我们有一个很重要的职责，就是我们要看管 神给我们的伊甸园，虽然是一个像比喻一样，我们要看管我们的园子。
And fathers,
父亲们
，and myself, I'm a father.
包括我们。
Today is Father's Day, so I want to speak directly to you.
今天是父亲节，我想直接的跟各位的父亲有一个劝告。
See the man, you're as a father, as a husband, you are to take the lead in tending your garden.
你是父亲，你是这个家庭的一家之主，你要领头来重新建造、看管神所赐给你的家园。
You see, like the Bible says that the man is the head of the wife, just as Jesus is head of the church.
我们看到神说耶稣基督是教会的元首。
And this is a good leadership because the husband should be loving his wife like the church, like Christ does the church.
丈夫要爱妻子，就像耶稣基督爱教会一样。
And the father should be loving his children.Just as Christ loves the church.
父亲要爱他自己的儿女，就像耶稣基督爱教会一样。
And I want you to think of this concept of as fathers, you are to model God the Father in your fatherhood.
你自己是一个父亲的话，你就要学习天父的榜样，来成为一个好的父亲。
And listen, you can't do this out of your own willpower. You can't do it on your own willpower alone.
你不可能只能靠着自己的力量、坚决的意念去做这件事情。
This only works if you're a Christian.
只有成为一个好的基督徒。
Because only Christians have the Spirit of God, God Himself in you, who can actually enable you to make right choices, to be like our Heavenly Father.
只有成为一个好的基督徒，你才会有这样神的灵、圣灵的力量在我们里面，我们才能够成为一个合神心意的好父亲。
Let me give you a few ways that we can model.Dad's our heavenly father.
我们在这边给各位一点建议，可以作为一个合神心意、学神样式的好父亲。
And first of all, many of you have already done this. This is a very easy one.
很多人已经在开始做了，这是非常容易的。
If God's blessed you with the ability, have kids.
第一个就是，如果神给你这样的能力的话，你就要生养众多。
Now I know some of you don't, but God said, be fruitful and multiply.
他说你要生养众多，要要生有有小有儿女。
Now some of us, you know, it might be infertility, maybe reasons why you can't have kids. But if you have the ability to do it, have kids.
有些人可能因为健康的原因、身体的原因，所以没有办法有小孩。但是如果可以的话，按照神的命令，要有生养众多。
And look at Genesis chapter 5.
我们看创世纪第五章。
This passage sort of rocked my world when I realized what it was saying.
这些当我读到这段经文的时候，给我一个很大的震惊。
Now, first, you kind of skip over this passage because it's a genealogy. It looks kind of boring.
很多时候我们读到这边的时候，我们就跳过去，因为这是他们年表年代的一个部分。
But look at this passage. This is the book of the generations of Adam. When God created man, He made him in the likeness of God. Verse 2, male and female created them and blessed them and named them man when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years old, he fathered a son. Catch this.In his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth.
创世纪五章第一节，亚当的后代记在下面。当神造人子人的日子，并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形状样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
You see, I suddenly realized one time when I was.Reading this passage is that, wow, we are parents, husband and wife, are just like God creating in our own image.
我读到这段经文的时候，我突然发觉到，原来我们父母亲，我们生儿育女，我们创造，就像耶稣，就像神耶和华他造人的时候，他是按照他自己的形象造的。
You see, God created us in his image or in his likeness.
神按着他自己的形象造人。
And see,I suddenly realized that our father and mother, we are modeling God. We play the role of our heavenly father by also creating a child in our image.
我们在生儿育女的时候，我们同样也是学习天父造人的样式。我们造我们的儿女，按照我们的样式。
It's just cool how God really makes us very much like Him.Just even in the sense of procreation, it was huge for me to realize this.
所以这是 完完全全支持创造论的。神怎样子创造人与人与他的形状相似，他也让我们有这样的能力，能够让我们生养我们的后代，让与我们相似。
So we created Elijah and Sadie and Karis, and now we have a Garden of Eden. Sort of.
Pastor Scott 他有三个小孩，所以这就像神创造人一样，他现在像住在一个伊甸园里面一样。
So just as God told Adam and Eve how to live their life, now we also, secondly, not only have kids, but we show them what life is like as well.
就像神告诉亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面要怎么样子遵守他的规定来生活，同样的，神也赐给 Pastor Scott 这样的能力，告诉他儿女要怎么样子在他们的园，在他们家庭里面生活。
You know, we as parents, we give them responsibilities.
作为父母，我们给小孩子不同的责任。
You know, we give them consequences.
我们告诉他们做事情的后果。
You eat of that tree, you will die.
你如果在吃那树上果子，你必定死。
Meaning, if you don't clean your room in 10 minutes, I'm coming in with a garbage bag, and I'm just bulldozing it all out.
你如果不清理你的房间的话，我再过十分钟进来，我可能会把所有东西把它装在垃圾袋里面，把它丢走。
Because ultimately,We're doing this just as the Heavenly Father did. It's all for our good.
我们做这些事情就像我们的天父所做的一样，都是为了我们的好处，为了我们儿女的好处。
And when they sin, even in our discipline, we use that as a teaching moment to show them the goodness of God.
当儿女犯罪的时候，我们用这个成为一个教导他们的机会，让他们知道说什么是神的心意。
We show them, hey, yes, you are a sinner. That's why you need Christ, Elijah. You need His forgiveness. You need to believe in Him.
所以当 Pastor Scott 告诉他儿子说，你也是一个罪人，所以你需要耶稣基督成为你的救主，因为你也犯罪。
And children are a lot of fun, right?
而小孩子都有很多很多不同，很好玩。
They get excited about the smallest of things.
他们对很小的事物就很高兴。
You know, Elijah can look at a spider for half an hour and just, wow.
Pastor Scott 大儿子 Elijah 看到一只小蜘蛛，他就会看着他，盯着他看看半个小时。
And those things are good. And man, we need to invest in our children and show them the wonder of God's creation.
这是很好的事情，我们应该鼓励他，让他能够去探索神所造的自然界的奥妙。
And dads, take the lead in this.
父亲们，你们也应该在这个地方当家庭的领袖。
Dads, teach your children about life as they grow up and how to live in this world for God's glory.
教导你的儿子生活，要教导怎么样子去感受神所创造的荣美。
And through all of this, always point to God.
经过这一切，你应该把所有的荣耀全部都归给神。
Point to how God has created this world and everything.
指向神，让他知道说神创造的这个世界以及其中所有的一切。
And in their sin, show them how Christ has filled the need for a savior.
而且指出来，让他们知道说他们的罪。他们是多么的需要神耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
Well, Christina and I also realize we're Adam and Eve as well.
Pastor Scott 跟师母也同样感觉到他们自己也就像亚当夏娃一样。
So, you know, Christina and I were talking about this. Wow, we're like God. I'm like, yeah, but we're terrible. We're not like God. We sin all the time in front of our kids.
当他们觉得说，对，我们就像神，我们这样子看管儿女，但是他们又回头过来想，我们一点都不像神，因为我们一天到晚犯罪，我们经常得罪了神。
You know, I yell at my kid and say something mean when I shouldn't.
我们经常会对儿女动怒，会大声对他们大吼大叫，那对他们说出一件不应该说的话。
Or my kids witness me not being very loving toward my wife.
或是有时候儿女看到我们夫妻之间关系不好。
Or they'll just see my own sin. Maybe they'll see my laziness.
So 有时候他父儿女看到父亲的懒惰，不愿意追求。
They'll see my pride.
他看到父亲母亲的骄傲。
But see, this is a great teaching lesson as well.
但是这是一个很好教导的机会。
And so, Dad, show your kids that hey, Daddy needs a savior too. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I'm not perfect either.
所以父亲，你应该也让儿女知道说你。父亲也是需要一位救主，我不是完美的，我也是需要一位救主，我也是罪人。
Don't pretend you're perfect. Say, hey, Daddy, although I'm your dad and I'm in charge, I need a savior as well because I am a sinner.
所以你要让他们知道说，虽然你是父亲， 你是在家里面是一家之主，但是你也是需要一位救主来救赎你，因为你也是罪人。
And you know, I think little kids, like toddlers, they naturally have very big thoughts about a dad.
当这个三四岁的小孩，他们通常是非常的尊敬他们的父亲。
And something stuck with me. I know a Christian man told me one time that he had his little toddler in his arms and he was showing him pictures of his family on the wall.
当有位基督徒告诉 Pastor Scott 说他当他带着他的小孩在这个怀中的时候，给他看他这个墙上的家庭的照片。
So he asked the son, "Who is that?" And the son will say, "Oh, that's grandma."
当他问他说这个人是谁，他说哦，这是祖母。
And then he said, he looks at, you know, points the picture of mommy. "Who's that?" And mommy.
另外那个人是谁？是妈妈。
And then he points the picture himself and he says, "Who is that?"
他就指向那个说这个人是谁。
And the toddler said, "God."
这小孩说这是神。
Well, yes, I know, son. Yes.
对，所以这个对这个父亲来讲就是非常的非常的骄傲。
No, no. And the dad said, it just hit him. Whoa, my kid thinks that I am God.
所以他们会觉得说，这个时候的年龄的小孩，经常的把父亲当作像神一样。
And then the dad said he just felt all this weight of responsibility and pressure just hit him.
但是他就突然就觉得说，这是一个好大好大一个责任。
But see, that toddler is more right, that kid is more right than he even knows, right?
这个小孩事实上他讲的是非常非常的对。
That toddler has a right understanding of the way that God's created the family. The family structure is to model God himself.
因为他这个小孩他已经知道了神创造家庭就是要让这个家庭里面有神与人的关系这样的一个样式。
So dads, we need to rely on Christ. We need to rely on his goodness and pray that we can model him as best we can.
所以父亲们，我们需要仰望耶稣基督，让他教导我们怎么样子能够学习他的样式，来成为我们的成为一家之主。
So daddies, hey, tend your garden.
所以父亲们，你们要照管你自己的家园。
And really, I see it like this. I think the Garden of Eden, that garden analogy, that garden is a picture of all of life.
那这个伊甸园的这个比喻，事实上是包括了整个我们生命当中的每一个部分。
And of course, the most important thing, dads, that you can do is lead your family towards Christ.
父亲有一件非常重要的责任，就是要带领整个家庭归到神的面前。
Lead them spiritually.
在灵性上面，灵性生活上面带领整个家庭。
Do we read the Bible with our family?
是不是我们跟所有的家人一起读圣经呢？
Do we discuss the Bible with our family consistently?
讨论我们读经的心得与问题呢？
I have to ask myself, right? Do I ask my children questions about God, about the Bible, what He's told us?
我是不是问小孩子在圣经里面的一些问题，确定他们能够了解认识呢？
When I'm driving with them in the car,
当我在开车的时候，
or just maybe playing Legos with them.
或是在跟他们玩积木游戏的时候，
Do I think of ways to sometimes how do I steer this back to God, to Christ, to show them something good about God?
我是不是可以用这些作为一个比喻，让他们看到神的样式呢？
So fathers, tend your families spiritually.
所以父亲们，你应该用在属灵上面喂养你的家庭。
And of course, I said this last year in our Father's Day sermon. Dads, you're to provide for and protect your family. Provide for and protect your family.
父亲们，你们必须要喂养你的家庭，也要保护你的家庭。
That's a quote I got from somebody. Provide for and protect your family both spiritually and physically.
不仅是在属灵的方面，而且也要在物质上面，你要保护并喂养你的家庭。
And of course, that's why God. Remember, God created Adam and Eve to work. So, dads, work hard and provide for your family.
所以神叫亚当夏娃工作，所以父亲要努力工作，使得家庭能够得着喂养。
So food, clothing, and shelter, we should provide that as best we can.
食物、衣服、居住的地方，这些都是我们应该要做的责任。
But this doesn't mean you worship money.
但是你不应该崇拜金钱。
But we say, hey, I want to steward my family and the work that He's given me for God's glory.
我要把我的家庭，为我的家庭成为在神面前忠心的管家。
So 2 Thessalonians 3:10.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十节，
Paul says, "For even when we were with you, church, we'd give you this command." This is a fun one. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat.
我们在你那里的时候曾吩咐你们说 若有人不肯做工就不可吃饭。
So I'm always thinking about, as a dad, I always want to say, man, am I setting an example of a good work ethic towards my children?
我们是不是在神面前有一个好的榜样, 成为我们儿女的好榜样, 对于工作, 对于金钱。
And I love this. Hey, if you don't clean your room in 10 minutes, there will be no food.
如果我们告诉他说, 你如果不把你的房间在10分钟里面收好的话, 你等一下都不可以吃东西。
See, God created this world. It's both spiritual and physical.
神创造这个世界, 不光只是属灵的世界, 同时也是属物质的世界。
And listen, just like the early passage of Genesis say, it's not good for man, for fathers to be alone.
就像在创世纪前面所说的, 那人独居不好, 神觉得男人不可以独自居住。
One of the biggest things here I want to kind of close with is this, is that fathers, not only it's good to have a wife, of course, that's not to be alone, but fathers, you need the church.
就是不仅是那人独居不好, 你需要有一个配偶, 要有一个妻子, 同时你也需要有一个教会。
One of the best ways that you can serve your family and yourself is to be involved in your local body, your body of believers.
你能够服侍你的家庭, 最好的一个方法, 就是你能够加入我们的一个教会。
You see, we're, as a church, we're in this garden together.
我们成为一个教会, 就像在伊甸园里面, 就像一个伊甸园, 神所赐的。
And we as a church, this is the gift, we encourage and help each other become better gardeners, right?
我们在教会里面, 我们彼此互相鼓励, 彼此互相帮助, 我们都会成为一个 更好的管家,
See, we help each other be better dads.
我们帮助彼此能够成为更好的父亲, 更称职的父亲。
Yeah, we study scripture together to see what does God say about parenting.
我们一起查经, 我们学习怎么样子成为一个好的父母, 管教的方式。
We pray for each other.
我们彼此互相祷告。
We help to meet each other's needs in this room.
我们帮助我们的弟兄姐妹, 如果欠缺的话, 我们 用各式的方法来帮助他。
And ultimately, we come together to then be sent out to share the gospel with those who don't know Christ.
而且我们在一起, 我们也可以往外去传神所赐给我们的福音。
And look at Acts chapter 2. This is a passage that needs to be part of every family's life.
这是使徒行传二章四十二到四十七节, 这像我们每一个人在家庭里面的生活一样。
Every family needs to be doing this. Let me read. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and all came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things common.
2章42到47节, 都恒心遵守使徒的教训, 彼此交接拨饼祈祷, 众人都惧怕, 使徒又行了许多奇事神迹, 信的人都在一处, 凡物公用。
And listen to this, they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing to the proceeds to all as any had need, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their Lord with glad, their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
并且卖了田产家业, 照个人所需用的, 分给个人, 他们天天同心合意横切地在店里, 且在家中拨饼, 存着欢喜诚实的心用饭赞美神, 得众民的喜爱, 主将得救人天天加给他们。
See, this church family, they were together. They were together.
这个教会的大家庭是在一起的。
And then they helped each other out where there was need.
他们彼此互相帮助, 当他们有需要的时候。
And they were glorifying God.
他们荣耀神。
And see, not only do we have our physical families, but also this is the spiritual family.
不光只是在物质上面, 而且这是一个属灵的大家庭。
And see, we actually, the church, we're going to be living together as a family forever. So you better get used to it.
我们是一个教会的话, 我们是一个这样, 无形的大教会, 我们将来会一直都住在一起。
So we lay down our lives in love for each other as Christ loved us.
我们放下每一个人自己的生活, 彼此互相相爱, 为着耶稣基督的名。
So fathers, dads,
所以所有的父亲们,
man, stay close to the word of God.
要努力追求神的话语。
Continually pray steadfastly in the Lord.
不断的祷告, 恒切的祷告。
Remain, be invested in the lives of those in the church.
要关心教会里面所有的人。
This is how we grow as men.
这是我们成为一个男人要怎么样子成长的一个最好的方法。
For children, everybody in here has a dad. Some their dads, and some are not. Maybe the dads aren't here.
在座的年轻人，每一个人都有自己的父亲。
And for those, for us, for our fathers, we need to pray for our dads.
我们也必须为着我们的父亲来祷告。
Kids, pray that your dads would love God with all their heart and soul and mind.
我们要为着我们的父亲能够尽心尽意尽兴的爱神来祷告。
Pray that your dads would be Christ-like and be loving husbands and fathers.
我们要为着我们的父亲能够越来越像神，而且能够爱他的妻子来祷告。
Children, pray that your dads would be involved in church and spread the message of the gospel.
我们也要为着父亲能够更多的在教会里面事工投入，而且能够把福音广传来祷告。
And kids, pray that your dads would be a light at their workplace and do their work for the glory of God.
我们也要为着父亲的工作，在属事的工作祷告，让他能够在工作上面能够喜悦，而且能够荣耀神的名。
Some of you, you don't know who your father is.
如果或许有些人你不晓得你的父亲在哪里。
Some of you may have terrible fathers.
或许你的父亲不是那么的完美。
And even of us who have maybe normal fathers, even our fathers are all imperfect.
就算我们有一般每一个人都自己的父亲，但是他们的每一个人都是不完美。
But we have a loving father.
但是我们要记得，我们在天上有一个爱我们的天父。
We've got a perfectly loving father.
我们有一个完美、充满慈爱的天父。
And when we give our lives to this father through Christ, that he loves us as much as he loves his own son Jesus and gives us everything that's good.
当我们把生命摆在神的面前的时候，他爱我们，就像他爱他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督一样来爱我们。
See, some of you had fathers you could never trust.
有些人的父亲在世的肉身的父亲，我们根本就没办法相信。
But you can trust this Father God perfectly.
但是我们可以相信我们这位在天上的父，完完全全的相信他。
Romans 8 says God works all things for good for those who love Him.
罗马书第八章说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Those who have given their lives to Christ, God is that Father.Will never let you go. He wraps you in his arms, and he will always hold you close.
这些已经把生命交给主的人，他会像一个父亲一样，用慈爱的双手围绕你，牵着你的手走人生的道路。
Some of you here may not have children.
有些人当中可能没有儿女。
But see the church, see the people in here as your spiritual children.
你可以把整个教会的所有弟兄姐妹当做你属灵的儿女。
Because really, the church family, this is the eternal family.And we can have spiritual fathers, and we can have spiritual children.
就像在我们刚才所说的，我们有属灵的长辈，我们也可以有属灵的儿女。
So let's invest in the church.
让我们能够更多的加入教会的事工。
Finally, dads, seek to desire Christ above all else.
在最后，要鼓励所有的父亲呢，就是要不断的追求耶稣基督，在各样的事上。
Seek.His glory in your family.
要追求神的荣耀在你的家庭之中。
Seek His glory in the church.
在教会之中也追求神的荣耀。
Seek His glory in the world.
在这个世界上要追求神的荣耀。
And God gives us this great privilege of restoring Eden.
神给我们这样子的权柄来重建伊甸园。
And those of you who have fathers who don't believe in Christ.
如果你的父亲到现在还没信主的话。
Pray, don't give up praying for their salvation.
不要放弃，继续的为他祷告，为着他的救得救来祷告。
Be a witness to Christ, witness for Christ to them.
继续不断的为耶稣基督成为最好的见证。
Invite your fathers to church.
邀请他来教会。
And seek for them to know Christ as their Savior.
让他们能够早日接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
You know we are in the Garden of Eden in a sense again as Christians.
我们都在伊甸园里面，我们成为一个基督徒，我们也在基。
It's a lot of work.
有很多的工作。
But man, God is the loving Father is helping us live for Him.
我们求神帮助我们，让我们能够更靠近他。
And one day there'll be a new heavens and earth, and Eden will be back for sure.
当新天新地来到的时候，我们就可以再重新的看到那伊甸园的荣耀。
Hey, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for saving us in Christ.
我们感谢你从在耶稣基督里面救赎了我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us life again, even though we don't deserve it.
我们感谢你再次赐给我们生命，就算我们根本就不配得着这样的生命。
God, we're all Adam and Eve.
我们都是亚当夏娃。
We all shook our fist at you and said, "We want to be God."
我们都曾经有一度向你挥拳怒吼说，我要成为神。
But we are not God.
但是我们不是神。
We thank you that you still stoop down to send a Savior for us.
我们依然感谢你，你已经为着我们这样子的罪人来到世上。
God, I pray that the fathers would take the lead in tending their garden.
亲爱的天父，我们要为着我们当中的父亲祷告，让他们能够专心的来到神面前，来照管你所赐给他们的园子。
That we as fathers would be gardeners over all of life.
我们这些成为父亲的，要成为那忠心在神面前的管家。
God, to you be the glory.
神啊，愿所有的荣耀都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.